SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, the Jamaica Fire Brigade urges citizens to be safe during firework events, and our glimpses of Jamaica comes from St. Catherine. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, the JFB, is encouraging organizers of permitted firework events to ensure that fire safety precautions are adhered to. Public Relations Officer of the JFB, Amelia Ibang, says additional security personnel should be on hand to keep patrons from entering areas close to the fireworks, which are potentially dangerous.
So hosts or persons putting on these events, they must make sure that they have security persons keeping persons out of what we call the hot zone in situations like this.
Mr. Ibang speaking in an interview with GIS News. He's also urging citizens to refrain from setting off small explosive devices, popularly known as firecrackers or clappers, in crowded areas. Though Jamaica, like other countries, has been affected by the global recession, the country is making steady steps toward economic growth. The annual inflation rate fell to 11.7% in 2010, from 16.8% in the baseline year 2007, while the nominal GDP per capita increased to $4,979 in 2010 from $4,802 in 2007. For more information on the country's progress, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Hi, I'm Shaggy. It pains my heart to listen to news and hear all the big man them, and even the woman them, trampling on the rights of our children to a life free from fear and violence. We cannot continue to shoot children, neglect them or turn them into girlfriends, boyfriends, or baby mother. That's not right. Allow our children to feel protected and safe. Everybody under the age of 18 is a child. Parents and guardians, I want you to watch over your children and to listen to them. Sometimes the person abusing your child is somebody you know. Let's join hands for the youth. Don't betray their trust and provide them with a safe environment.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
And here is our glimpses of Jamaica.
My favorite time about Christmas is that while I was living in the country and there was no light there, it was an exciting time coming to town. To see all those paper lights, you know, to see those pretty things, and to, you know, to see all the nice, beautiful dresses, you know, all those beautiful things that you see actually in the country. And of course, at that time of the year, you get a whole bottle of soda for yourself at that time. It was so exciting, you know. I'm from Stonestown. My name is Doreen Mackenzie Kamuda.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. The Jamaica Information Service and Scotiabank want you and your loved ones to stay safe this festive season. Here's a tip on how to do so. Always be extra careful when carrying a wallet or purse, as these are the prime targets of criminals in crowded shopping areas, transportation terminals, bus stops, on buses, and other rapid transit. Also, avoid overloading yourself with packages. It's important to have clear visibility and freedom of movement to avoid mishaps. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join us again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Camilla Guthrie for producer Ruth and Carr. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.